Hey there, it's Devin from Res Life. How many of you like watching mysteries? How many of you like watching the same one over and over? Chances are there's not many of you. Now, hulaks, don't come after me. The point is that once we know the answer to the mystery, the truth, the story is not quite so nerve-wracking and attention-grabbing anymore. We know what happens. We know who is lying and who is telling the truth the whole time. That's what God offers us. Truth and the peace that comes with it. Sure, mysteries are fun to watch, but living one is a whole other ballgame, especially when your life is at stake. How amazing is it, then, that God wants to spare us from the stress and pain of being surrounded by lies so much that he came down as Jesus Christ and submitted to torture, public ridicule, shame, and a disgraceful and extremely painful death in order to give us the truth and free us from the lies of this world? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 18 says, quote, "We are ruled by the love of Christ, now that we recognize that one man died for everyone, which means that they all share in his death. He died for all, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life for their sake. No longer then do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judge Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone and the new has come. All this is done by God, and through Christ changed us from enemies into his friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also." End quote.